The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday, the 10th of August. What happened to July? 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina is at the helm. Just told me a horror story about her husband having to get inoculations. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
But it's life. It's all good. It's an experience.
Okay. It's an experience. Is there a special day out there? Yesterday was National Lazy Day.
Okay.
Oh, I thought that was pretty cool.
Today is National Son and Daughter Day.
Son and Daughter Day. Okay.
Okay.
National Kids Day.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
66 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 96, a low of 67. Enjoy the coolness on Friday. It's going to be 96 and a low of 70. And on Saturday, then, we're going to look at a high of 102 and a low of 74. Sunday, high of 105, low of 76. Monday, 103. And then 76, Tuesday 104, Wednesday 106. It's just going to hang right in there in those high mid hundreds for the next week, it looks like. So cooling off in the 70s in the evening, and that's not really enough to cool it off. So
it is still, but
you still wake up in the morning with the house kind of, and not down in the.
You have one of those whole house fans. I think those are pretty.
From what I understand,
it sucks in all the cold air at night.
Yeah. But when it doesn't turn, when it doesn't get down to very cool outside, I'm not sure it helps much.
But let me remind you that Phoenix is at like 115, and at night goes to 95.
Gotcha.
When it sucks, what do we do? We embrace the suck.
There you go. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, we are here today with Matt Webb, the head man at Premier Oil Change. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
I guess you got that nice shirt on.
Yeah.
And all that. And, so let's find out about Matt Webb.
Yeah, so people always ask me, how did this thing start? Premier Oil Change. How did you end up in the Reading area?
Yeah.
So where are you from, Matt?
So actually, I'm from Santa Rosa. Okay. I was born in Santa Rosa, California, and graduated high school there. And I was kind of your typical, Northern California guy. I grew up, Santa Rosa, back when I grew up, was, I would say, probably like Reading was maybe 15 years ago, 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Very similar size, very similar feel. And right out of high school, I joined the Marine Corps. And that
dun,
was...
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And joined as a reservist. That was great. And came back after all my training and what have you. And, was... Kind of back then, I'm trying to remember how I found it. I think back in the 90s, you looked for a job in the newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
The newspaper.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people probably don't know what that is. Like my kids probably, they have no idea what a newspaper is, but, classified ads. I called this ad for a job. It was for an oil change company in Rohnert Park, California. Called the owner, actually answered the phone. And this was probably at 7 in the morning. And he said, hey, can you come down for an interview today? This was on a Saturday. So I said, yeah, what time would you like me there? He said, no, 7:30. So I got in my car, cruised down, interviewed with this guy at 7:30. He hired me that day. And he said, hey, do you want to start today? I said, yeah, absolutely. I'm ready to go. So I remember I started that morning. was a Saturday, really busy day. I think, you know, the place, the store I worked at, you know, did 100 oil changes, which is a lot for an oil change store.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember, oh, this is cool. I like this. So I did that, and I worked my way up through the company. I was the, worked my way into a store manager position, and then a district manager position. I was with that company for approximately 10 years, more like 12 years, I guess. And I was a district manager, regional manager, and then operations manager for the company. And then
I'm reason I'm laughing is because we've talked earlier, and then I got to be a store manager. But you ended up running all of them.
Yeah, I was running the whole company. And
and how long did it?
So the company started when I started with the company. There was 3 locations.
Yeah,
and then when I left, the company we started selling franchises. Which was interesting. We didn't really know what we were doing. And, I remember the first franchise we sold was to a guy in San Antonio, Texas. And, so I was on the road for the last few years I worked for the company. I was helping set up these new locations. So I would travel, I think in 1999, I remember, I did 50 round trips. So it was about once a week I was going somewhere. And that was definitely not easy, not easy on the family. And I, you know, started having kids and I got married in 96. So backtrack a little bit. I kind of in between there, I always, you know, grew up in Sonoma County in the wine country, and my parents, we were, you know, my folks were, my dad was in law enforcement, worked at the sheriff's department, and my mom was a nurse at the hospital there. And, I always kind of was interested in wine. And I love drinking wine and enjoying wine and, you know, just all the great things that, you know, wine brings. And, so I started a wine tour company with another guy. We kind of had these open air Land Rovers, and it was a fun business. So I left my full time good job, health benefits, and, with the intent of starting, you know, my own, oil change company. And then for about a year and a half, I did wine tours full time. And I learned a lot. I didn't make a lot of money. I drank a lot of wine. I learned a lot about wine.
Had a lot of fun out
there. I had a lot of fun, yeah. And it was a great time. And then in that time, I found an oil change store, myself and a couple friends of mine that had worked in the business. We found this store in Eureka, California. And we started talking to the owner, and we said, hey, you know, would you like to sell this business? And he said, no, yeah, I'm thinking about that. So we made a deal with this guy, and that was our first location. And we opened that in 2006. So I still lived at the time. I lived down in Windsor, California, which is just north of Santa Rosa, near Windsor-Healdsburg area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had a meeting in Medford one day, so I jumped in the truck, and I started going up I-5, and I somehow got off the freeway on Deschutes Road in Anderson. And I can't remember why I got off there. Probably gas, you know, some beef jerky, some seeds, whatever. So I pull off, get some gas, and I somehow didn't get back on the freeway. I actually started going down Deschutes Road.
Okay.
And I thought, you know what, I'm pretty sure this road goes, I can get back on the freeway eventually.
You can off the chutes.
So I drove through Palisadro.
Uh-huh.
And this was nice. It was I think it was around maybe March. It was a beautiful day. It was about 78 degrees.
Everything's green.
Green grass everywhere.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, man, this is beautiful out here. And I got to Medford, did my meeting, came back through Reading, I think the next morning or that evening, stopped at Raley's over here, Cypress, and grabbed a real estate book. Got home, told my wife, I said, you know, hon, we need to, let me back up here. We were working on a deal where we were going to buy this oil change store in Yreka, California.
Right.
Which, you know, only people from Northern California know where Yreka is. When you say Yreka, people say, no, you mean Eureka, right? No, Yreka with a Y.
No, that's true.
It's a real place.
They do.
Yeah, I'm going to Yreka this weekend. Well, wow, that's a long drive. No, it's just right up the road here.
Yeah. So I got this, grabbed this real estate book. Came home, I told my wife, I said, you know, hon, we should probably look at this area. It's beautiful. It reminds me of Santa Rosa when I grew up. You know, I grew up on 5 acres, and we had livestock, and I did FFA and things like that. And I wanted to provide the same experience for my kids. And, you know, we lived in a track house where we were 3 feet from our neighbor, and you could hear the neighbors yelling at each other at night. And, you know, and to put the recycling in, you hear the cans clinking around. I said, oh, I want to get some space. And we, in Sonoma County, we couldn't, I mean, for $1 million in 2006, all you could buy was a 900 square foot house on a half acre.
Yeah. And yeah. It's gotten worse.
And it's definitely gotten worse. So my wife said, really? She's like, Reading? You know, she's like, I've been there before on the freeway, you know, Lake Shasta.
And, isn't it hot?
Yeah, exactly. And I said, well, you got to look at this Palisadro area. This area is beautiful. So we started making some phone calls, and I brought her up here. I think my son was like 8 months old at the time. And so, you know, I had a daughter. She was three. And he, you know, how it is, you know, looking at eight-month-old, looking at real estate. And I said, okay, it's probably time to put my house on the market. I'm kind of serious about this. You know, if we're going to buy this store in Yreka, it puts me a little closer, because Yreka from Sonoma County was a 5-hour drive.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to be spending a lot of time there. So, you know, let's do this. The next day, my neighbor, who was a Santa Rosa police officer at the Santa Rosa Police Department, his friends out there, and they were having a beer out front. They said, hey, you know, if you ever want to sell your house, you know, could you give me a call first, because, you know, I really want to live next to my buddy, and I really like this neighborhood. I said, well, as a matter of fact, I'm actually thinking about selling the house.
Well, now that you're
so he goes down, he gets a, this was, you know, in 2006, it was pretty easy to get a home loan at that point.
Okay, now I'm going to have to break you right here.
Yeah.
I just want to put it on pause.
Sure.
This, I find this fascinating, first of all. We haven't even talked about your business yet.
Yeah.
But how you got up here is really cool in your background. Okay, but we've got to take a break, and then, we'll come right back to this. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a locally owned, locally operated company. The local board of directors, super people down there. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. Why? Because, you know, it's kind of like the Cheers of banks. I could walk into my branch. Well, hi, Carl. And, no. Okay. Here's more money. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in town, and one down in Anderson. They're a sponsor for many local events. They're big into the construction and the renewal of Reading. For more information, check out bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
It goes on.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke and Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning, Trishy.
Good morning, Carl.
Good. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by a locally owned, locally run business called Four Winds Jewelry. Linda's spot to go shopping and Trish's.
Oh, yeah, like a candy store.
Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Just a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They got a watch repairman there, the only one around. All this at Four Winds Jewelry. You won't be sorry walking in there. We're here with Matt Webb, Premier Oil Change. We're hearing his story. It's just, to me, it's kind of fascinating. He enlisted in the Marine Corps and he came out. Went to work for a oil change company. And ended up being the operations guy for the whole franchise, and there were several franchises, and he was driving up to Yreka, because then he kind of got into the wine touring business, and then thought, well, you know what, I'm gonna get back into the oil business here. He was heading to Yreka, and he pulled off the road in Redding, ends up in Palo Cedro, goes home and tells his wife, we gotta sell the house and moved there, and I imagine she was just happy as hell to hear that.
Oh yeah.
And then they were having a barbecue, and the guy says, "Hey, if you're ever thinking about selling your house, let me know. I want to live next door to my buddy." Boom. Okay. All that happened. Fortuitous, and then you came up here.
Yeah. Sorry to take so much time on that.
No, we got time. You know, you
got
to.
You and Trish are over here.
Nope, not a problem. We're here to listen to you and tell us about the story. We're just here to facilitate your story.
Yeah. Yes. You know, the more people learn about you and who you are and what your business is and the things you do, the better it is.
Sure.
You
know? Sure.
We like homegrown businesses, and we like to put a face to the place we go into.
Absolutely.
It.
Yeah. Nice. No, I agree. Yeah, so I made it to Redding, bought this beautiful home in Palo Cedro, and I always felt, looking around Redding, like, man, Redding didn't have a, there's oil change places in Redding, but there was no oil change place that, had a car wash together. So that was attractive, so that was one of the motivating factors for me to move here. So I moved here in 2007, and we finally, a few years later, we took over the little Palo Cedro store we have now out on Deschutes there, the little two bay store with the kind of the quarter car washes, mm-hmm. and we finally started. We had three locations at the time, and growing a business, if anybody's ever done that, it's not for the faint of heart.
No.
And it takes a long time to save money, and it takes a long time.
Yeah, and then the problems become exponential.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so we finally find this piece of property over on Lake Boulevard that we like, and people are saying, Lake Boulevard, I don't know, it's funky over there or whatever. You should be over here. So we said, there's great traffic there. And at the time, Costco was talking about moving out there.
Yeah.
So we bought that property. It took us a long time to, go through the entitlement process, getting our permits and what have you. So
let's just make it as hard as we can on the new business.
That's the one unfortunate thing.
This is our motto.
Yeah. That's right.
New business, let's see how hard we can make it.
Yeah, and then on top of that, you have just being in California makes it hard because, the regulatory environment, and unfortunately, we probably don't have 4 hours here because I'm involved in a lot of, on a national level with our national association, and we're an advocacy group. We represent 4,000 oil change centers across the nation. Anyway, California, we spend almost all of our money and time.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll go back to that later. But so I make up here to Reading, and it's been great. Opened up the store on Lake Boulevard in 2016. So we had a big gap there. 2011, we opened the Palos Cedar location. It took us 5 years to get that.
Yeah.
And at the same time, an opportunity came up in Grants Pass, Oregon. And it was a...
It easier to start in Grants Pass?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Grants Pass was really easy. It was an existing location.
Okay.
And I did build, in 2020, we built a facility in Central Point, Oregon, which is right by the Medford Airport. It looks exactly like Lake Boulevard. Beautiful project. It was significantly easier. Smaller building department. Central Point's a town of 20,000 people. Just kind of borders Medford, and they're kind of like Anderson. They say, "Hey, come, we're easy to do business with."
Yeah, there you go.
Versus Medford, which I guess you could say is more like Reading. Well, we're gonna make make jumps some through these
hoops.
Okay,
so you've expanded out to how many right now?
Yeah, so we currently have 8 locations.
Okay,
so Eureka, Wairika, Palos Cedro, Lake Boulevard. Grants Pass, Oregon, Anderson, Central Point, Oregon, and the latest store that we opened is in Yuba City, and it was a takeover of an existing facility.
Okay.
And we have a property in contract right now in Reading that we're hoping to add, make our 9th location. It'll probably be our 10th because we have 2 properties we're working on right now. We're working on the old Meeks property on Cypress.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know what, Matt? Oh, by the way, we're here with Matt Webb, who owns Premier Oil Change. And it must be through your management and all of this, it obviously is doing well enough to keep opening up new locations. And you're not just kind of hunkering down. Is it one of those things where you have to grow or die?
Yeah, and that is, you do. You have to, like the old saying goes, you're either growing or you're going.
Yeah.
and that's really true in today's environment. There's a lot going on with, private equity has come into our space and many other spaces as well.
Oh yeah.
So they're, they call every day trying to buy. They've slowed down a little bit, the cost of capital now.
Yeah.
Now it's to borrow money is, 7%, where it used to be 4 a few years ago.
Yeah.
So, you do have to grow or you go. And, there's if you look at the car wash business, for example, just in Reading, there's, 2 car washes under construction right now as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that opened, last year? Mm-hmm. Smaller car wash on the south side of town. And there's other companies that are looking to do the car wash business is going crazy.
So you ask yourself, why car washes? Tell them why car washes.
Well, so the subscription model, has changed the car wash business where, and actually changed a lot, many businesses where, people are paying a monthly and they just hits their credit card every month. So that's changed the revenue model. It's made the car wash business look really attractive. So the private equity people have discovered that and they said, we can build these places
with the current water conditions in the state of California, that has to play a lot into
water,
it too.
Yeah.
Because you can't wash your car at home in a lot of places. Your water
The other thing, too, is a guy told me several years ago, he said car washes were like printing money. you know, one of those things. And I imagine since, you know, so many more are getting into it, so it's still competitive. But what you're offering is you get full car oil change, everything that goes along with that, and then a car wash going and running at the same time. So I don't know how many of them are like that.
Yeah, there's not many like that. The free car wash with the oil change has been around for a long time. Yeah. But people definitely like to get, if they can, do more things. You know, do more than one thing in the same place. That's attractive to people.
Well, I tell you what, we need to wrap this up. I'm just fascinated by your story, first of all.
Sure.
Anybody runs wine tours through Napa in an open Range Rover?
Yeah.
Something like that? Okay. It'll be 10 here by the time we finish talking this week. Locations here. You drove through Palisadro. You said, this is where we want to live. Have you ever looked back?
No, not at all. One of the best moves we ever made.
I'd like to meet your wife, because I bet you keep her jumping with all of it, what you're going on and raising the family. She's got to be a very easy gal to get along with.
She's a great lady.
Let me tell you some other things about Matt, too, is that he's just, you know, he's also a member of our community. He's also someone that is, donates to these great causes. He's there to be there, you know, when it's auction time, he's buying stuff. So he's supporting the community. He's just not coming in here to make money. He's come here to be a part of our community, and you're making your impact felt. And we really appreciate you all wanting to do business with us.
Yeah, thank you, Carl. I appreciate that.
Oh, last thoughts?
Yeah, actually, on that thought, so we have a great program that, if you haven't heard of it, it's called Oil and Wash with a Mission. And if there's anybody out there listening that has a nonprofit, school group, church group, whatever, we do, unfortunately, there's only so many spots available a year, so we take applications, but we are taking applications for next season. So it's a great program where we give you a Saturday, and you get $1 from every car wash and $5 from every oil change, and you can come bring your group out to our lot. Our property, and you can, there's groups that have sold water out there. There's groups that have sold, baked goods, hot dogs. They'll vacuum cars for people for tips.
Can you do this at all the different locations?
Yeah, we do this at our Central Point location and our Lake Boulevard location.
One in Anderson.
Yeah, we should do. We could do one in Anderson. It's a smaller property, but
talk.
Yeah.
Just have just a nonprofit in mind.
Matt Webb, Premier Oil Change, guy that loves living up here and made that decision. How long ago was that?
2007, so 16.
Well, you've gone for it here.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And I don't need to say good luck, because I don't know how much luck plays into what you do, Matt. You seem like you're pretty astute.
A little luck always helps, though.
Well, you know, like they said in the Marine Corps, I'd rather be lucky than good,
exactly.
Kind of thing. And thank you for your service, young man.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. My Father, Connecticut. My Father Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Art. Thank you. And welcome back. Okay.
On? It doesn't sound like it. Da 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 da. Okay, we're on. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. And I tell you what, if you haven't been out to Gold Leaf Nursery, you need to. Locally owned business here, locally operated. It's located out there on Churn Creek Road, but they've got it all. If you're looking for crepe myrtles, do you like crepe myrtles?
I love crepe myrtles, and they're just beautiful, different colors. They're wonderful.
Let's turn everybody up in here or do something. They've got all of them. They've got crepe myrtles of dwarf size. Is it dwarf size? Can I still say that?
They have dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and regular.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, can we still say dwarf?
We can.
When it comes to crepe myrtles. Hey, they're all on sale, along with roses. You name it, they have it out there. And they help you, and they'll tell you how to plant it, how to make it grow better. They've got it all out there at Gold Leaf Nursery. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. And we're here with Wes Tucker. Oh, okay. I've totally drawn a blank on your last name, Wes.
Tucker, you nailed
Tucker,
it.
Tucker, I got it. That's okay. Wes Tucker.
Tucker.
Yes, and not only is he the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, he heads up the VFW post 1934 here.
Yeah, that's right.
And
is this the one that just moved over to the
on
shop?
Locust Street?
Yes.
In the Locust Street, yeah, yes. Over by Orchard Supply.
Orchard Nutrition, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what are you on to talk about today? And Wes and I are sitting here laughing. We've got a guy who is just a demon. He is just a dynamo named Frank Rose.
Oh, everybody knows Frank.
Frank comes in here and he says, I have these things scheduled. Okay, Frank. So he schedules these things. But at the same time, your office is scheduling things.
Yeah. Well,
and I thought, okay, man, I saw Wes this morning and I went, I don't have him down on my chart, but Frank did. So you're here. He wanted you to talk about.
Yeah, today we're talking about the VFW, and so I want everybody to know, because we had a couple people in the community a little concerned. So I am here on VFW business. I am not I'm not representing the VSO today. I am not getting paid by the tax dollars to well,
your day doesn't start anyway though. Your day doesn't start to what, 8?
Yeah. No, I just wanted to make sure I'm not.
Really, people were getting upset because you were on the show. Oh, are you supposed to be working over there?
Well, I think that people thought I was leveraging my position to try to raise funds for the VFW.
Oh,
which, and I mean,
I
understand. I don't want people thinking that I'm getting paid.
Okay.
I don't want people to think their tax dollars are going to me raising funds for a nonprofit. That would be unethical. So don't worry.
Oh, now I understand. Yeah. So it's a separate one. Okay. Got it. Because you're coming back then to talk about VSO later on.
Yeah, so I'll be back talking about VSO. We have some outreach stuff that I'm really excited to talk to you about.
I have some questions for you off air. For the VSO. But, okay. The VF Post, 1934. If you haven't been there, and we're talking any veterans, you don't have to be a veteran of foreign wars. You can bring your civilian friends in.
But if you're just a civilian and you just want to come and visit.
I will always let you be my guest, show. Don't worry.
Yeah, so you've got to have somebody sign for you.
I know I go into the VFW in Anderson and have for many years. I'm an honorary guest there. I've been there for so many years, nobody says anything.
So, yeah, it's for the, because we're considered a private club, and that's how we take care of our, that's how we manage, for example, our liquor license is very specific on, because we're considered a private club, not a bar. So that's why we have to have
a member of a guest.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
A guest of a member.
Veteran. It doesn't have to be a member.
I thought I was already a member of the VFW, but I just got something yesterday that talked about, signing up again. I thought I'd signed up with somebody.
I got the quartermaster check. We'll look into it for
you. Yeah, because if not, I'll I do join.
Maybe it's time to renew or something.
Maybe that's it. Because I got into one of them. It was like a pay one price and it's for life. Yeah, that was, who was that? Who would that have been? It was the Maurice Johannesson, post.
Hey, if you want to do that, right now is the time to do it, because in August, the state of California is paying the California veterans, like this department, they're paying half of the lifetime membership if you want to do it right now. So they
VFW?
Do it for August, yeah. So check it out.
Well, that's a good thing to know for everybody. If you're that way you've got a lifetime membership and you can wander into any VFW post.
Yeah, absolutely.
And some of them, I mean, we've got a really good one, but there are some that are just like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. Especially in like the East Coast, some of those historical areas, D.C., Boston, Philadelphia,
you can just go through these small western towns and there's a Grange and there's a VFW.
Yeah.
You know, it's great. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And you want to, want to get more of the younger members.
Yeah, actually.
Returning, because when you go into the VFW post, it's the older population as a general rule. Got to reach out and get some of the younger kids that are coming back to join.
We actually have two gentlemen that just got involved. They're both prior Marines. You know, we can't all be heroes, but no, I'm just kidding, Carl. He looks like he's about to beat me up now, making a Marine joke. No, no, we had these two young guys.
It's like your younger brother, right? And they come up and they pick at you, knowing fully well that if they don't want to pick, they pick to a certain point, and then they run going, Mommy! Mommy!
I know the line. No, we got these two new guys. They're really gung-ho. They're going to be, I think, great assets for us. I think they're one's in Iraq and one's Afghanistan vet.
I need to talk to you about them again offline.
Yeah, and I brought up the Marine Ball. I think they might be interested, so I was going to get them connected with you.
You know, here's what's going on, my friends, and Trish alluded to it. It's like the Korean War veterans. Well, those Korean War veterans are in their 90s. So now it's gone to Korean veterans. Anybody that served in Korea can be a member of their organization. It's like everything else. We're blessed to have a couple younger guys in for our Shasta Marines and Friends. The only thing we do, Shasta Marines and Friends, we're putting a memorial up there at IGO, but we put on the Marine Corps Ball. And that's our purpose in life. And we're always looking for some young guys that we can kind of start handing off, because we have some really older guys in there that they do a great job, but they're ready to step back. So Yeah, that would be cool. And we only, like I said, we meet like six times a year, get everything put together, and then Wind River, give it to Wind River, and we go for it. Nice. So, anyway.
Yeah, actually, I have about four names I was going to try to get to you on that show. But no, these guys are going to be real good assets. They're really gung ho, real excited. And so, like, for us, we're trying actively to get younger, like you were saying.
We have,
I've been the commander, the senior vice commander. He's a real squared away guy. He was a combat medic in Afghanistan, and he's about 28 years old, 27 years old. And then we got, a majority at this point of our board members are, who are actively coming and voting, and are Iraq, Afghanistan, or that global war on terrorism, Persian Gulf area.
Uh-huh.
So we're working on it, and it's coming along, but it's coming along a little slowly, but I think it's going to start snowballing.
It's good for your organization, but it's also good for them.
Oh, it's great for them.
Yeah. I mean, it's an adjustment thing that is very helpful as they come back into the community.
Like, and you notice a lot of times when they get out, they don't want to join anything. The last thing they joined, people started to try to kill them, right? So it's not like that with the VFW or these other places. However, you need these young men and women because they, that is absolutely the future.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to at some point, you know, I'll hand this off, this job to Ron Isley. And who is policeman Captain Isley, and you go by the seniority as well. He's next in line at some point. But we need the young people in it, and obviously you are starting to find it. And for our Shasta Marines and friends, you don't have to be a Marine to be a member of this either.
Oh, yeah?
That's the other thing. No, we've got Army, Navy, Army, Navy, and Marines,
that's
and we work together
friends.
To put this thing on. Yeah. Okay, we've got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I just talked to Judy yesterday, and the idea that all these companies are pulling out of California, you think about it in the rural areas, right? Oh, fires and all this. No. Nationwide just went into San Francisco and cut out hundreds of thousands of homes. But now she told me that the insurance companies and the insurance commissioner here in California are meeting. So maybe there may be a way that they can come back into our state and area. But here's the thing. She's helping people find property insurance and for people who've had their property insurance canceled. Judy Maxwell can do this. She's quite an expert on it. She's been doing it since 1993. She's got contacts throughout the industry, and she can help you. Give her a call, 530-221-0441. Free review of what you've got, free consultation. She just wants to be there to be able to help our people here in Shasta County and around here be able to thrive and have insurance on their most beloved possessions, their home. We'll be right back.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Don't miss the ultimate 80s experience party at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, September 9th. Enjoy live entertainment from 80s days and DJ Jake Easy. Dress up, bust a move, and enter the costume and air guitar contest. To win cash prizes, tickets start at $25 plus fees. VIP booth, $600 plus fees. Must be 21. For tickets or complete details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. A good Anderson business. Was in Redding, and they outgrew their Redding facility, and they came down to Anderson to 2540 Gateway Drive. And they have all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, backhoes, from small to large, and then they show you how to use them, and you can go out and do work on your own property. From more into the professional side, but you don't need a tractor all the time. Just go down and rent one, or you're plowing your fields, whatever. They have it all at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson, 530-221-6800. Okay. Trish Clark and I are here. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
And we've just had a busy day that nothing was on. But if you look at my
calendar, it was completely open. Yeah,
my people are very helpful. okay, we're here with Wes Tucker, who is the head of the EFW Post 1934. He'll be back again in a week or so, maybe 2 weeks,
with his other hat,
which is the Veterans Service Office right now. Yeah, how's that going down there?
That's good. I'm actually really excited about the radio spot next week or in 2 weeks. We're going to bring one of our longest serving rep. He's kind of been in charge of our outreach. So we're going to be telling you about all the cool things we've been doing in outreach and how it's going and all the different places that we're going. So we've really tried to expand our services to different parts of the county so we could meet vets where they're at instead of them having to.
I think that is just an outstanding idea. Do you have anybody out at the VA clinic?
We have a satellite office of the VA clinic that we've been staffing about 3.5 days a week on, and then some days we're there all 5 days. It depends on our Bernie and our Anderson schedule.
So how's that working out there?
Oh, it's great. Honestly, it's been super good. We have a veteran who's a special forces guy who he's blind. And he lives at a different establishment that actually shuttles people to the VA hospital or to the VA clinic. Mm-hmm. And so it's been an absolute godsend for him because getting downtown is really kind of difficult for him.
Yes, it is.
Whereas he can just get a shuttle and get right over to the VA clinic and get seen by his rep. So it's things like that. I mean, it's been absolutely beautiful watching the way that we've been able to reach people where they are instead of trying to.
And that's the mentality we need in Shasta County. We're a huge county landmass wise, and we have citizens all over. I found for years that the way to do it is we have to put these satellite offices out for all of our government kind of things. Go to the people instead of expecting them to come to you.
Yeah, and it was funny when I was working in Health and Human Services, I had a partner that he's now the director for economic mobility. He's a prior Marine. Well, he's got all these buildings all over Shasta County, and so I said, "Hey, buddy, I need help." And he's so absolutely on fire for helping veterans that he's just anything you need.
Figuring out how to put a space for him.
Yeah, anytime I've asked him to help me with a vet, it's always been anything you need. So it's been absolutely wonderful.
Good. I think that's important. Like I said, we have so many varied communities. We have veterans and everybody. You know, we've got Bernie, we've got Shingletown, we've got Shasta Lake, Lakehead, all these different places. It's very difficult. We have no transportation. It's not like it is in a big city where they can't get on a bus and do these things. So it's important. I appreciate that. I think that's a great thing for the VSO.
Yeah.
Well, it does. And going back to the VFW, we have two active VFWs here, one in Anderson and one, of course, here in Redding. And, you know, and you're reaching out all the time to be able to reach those young men and women who are coming back. And the VFW is also open to all veterans. It's not just Marines. It's not just soldiers. It's to all veterans. And you don't have to have fought in a foreign war. You just can't be on a voting member.
Right, exactly.
Essentially. So you can join. And how much does it cost?
So if you want to be an actual voting member, it's about $40 a year. If you come in, though, our post, we always like to, if you're coming in your first year, we'll always pay for it. Because it's just our way of trying to make you feel welcome and also try to get you involved. And
now, that's
like that.
That's a veteran of a foreign war. How about somebody who's just a veteran?
Yeah, oh, if you're a veteran.
You can't vote.
Oh, yeah. Then it doesn't cost you anything but a bar tab.
That's it.
Yeah. You just go
so
there.
You can come in, but you're not actually a member.
Yeah. So you just have to have been a veteran. So if you're a veteran and you're a veteran's guest, you can come on in and hang out. It doesn't cost you a dime. We have a lot of guys who are very involved in our VFW, who are military guys. Some of them were drafted during Vietnam but ended up getting stationed in Germany, so they didn't qualify. But they're veterans who signed their life on the line, so we absolutely love having them. And they're as much part of the family as anybody else. They just can't vote on anything.
Well, that's okay because a lot of times I vote enough. I don't need to vote on this as long as the place is open. When are we going to have Taco Tuesday? There's the big question.
You should follow our Facebook. We brought Taco Tuesday back.
I don't get into Facebook very much anymore.
There
right?
You go.
So you brought it back.
Yeah, Taco Tuesday is back. So every Tuesday, every Monday we have Burger Monday. And then Taco Tuesday, Burger Monday starts about 4, but Taco Tuesday starts from when we open to when we close.
You got to, man. I'm going to take my whole staff down there for – how much are they still?
Oh, they're like $2 for 3 tacos or $3 for 2 tacos, I think. So
okay.
You can, yeah.
I can take the staff down there and feed them and let them have a beer. Not all of them. Some of them aren't old enough. But
you're trying to get our liquor license revoked, huh?
No. They can come in. As
yeah,
long as
we're
drink.
A private club.
Yeah,
you've got
kids coming in there, I know, with their families and all mm-hmm. that. And this is, you might want to think about if you want to have a small, you know, small group or a gathering that you can go on down there and reserve.
So what else besides that goes on? We all know you go to the VFW and you can get a drink.
Actually,
what else is going on at the VFW besides the bar?
So we have a couple things that I wanted to kind of plug. The first one is in November 19th, we're going to be, I think we're turning 94, 93. I'm not good at math, but it'll be our birthday. We celebrated it last year, and we're going to celebrate it again this year. It was a great turnout. It's a community party. Everybody comes down. We'll probably have live music and food, and it'll be a good time. And then the other thing I'm excited about is we're in the very beginning stages. So if you keep your eyes open, we'll advertise it. But so me and two of my buddies, who are one's a Marine, one's an Army guy, we go out to my house, and one of the things that's been really helpful for us is we have like a whiskey night. But really, it turns into more of a we get together, we talk about things that we can't talk about with other people, and it's been an absolute healing experience for us all. And so we were sitting there talking about it, this last one that we were at, and we thought, why don't we do this at the Post? This might be a great way to get younger vets to come in who aren't seeking help or who aren't, like, have that community. And so we're going to start doing, like, it's going to be geared towards younger veterans. Any vet, you know, anybody's welcome, but it's going to be kind of geared towards younger veterans. It's going to be later in the evening, and we're just going to have that community because, to be honest, it's been so healing for me. It's been so healing for them that we're like, man, we got to share this. This is amazing.
Okay, Wes Tucker, commander of VFW Post 1934, but also the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We're going to have him in a couple of weeks to talk about that. Two separate things here. So how do people get a hold of you?
They can always reach out.
Or the VFW.
Yeah, they can reach out. We have a website that's VFW1934.com. VFWPost1934.com, and they can always contact us through that. And they can also reach out to us through our social media site.
And where is it? I don't think we've said where.
Well,
it's
we talked about this. It's on Locust Street, where the old Orchard.
It's in the Orchard. It's in the Cypress Square. It's in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, but on the other side over there by the Orchard Nutrition.
Yeah, it's the old Marshall's Florist, and so it's facing the bridge on the backside there.
Yeah, it's a great place.
I like it.
It's cool. Okay, thanks a lot, Wes.
Hey,
thank you for everything you do.
I appreciate you guys always letting us come on and share our mission.
Well, I tell you what, veterans, if we don't take care of ourselves and if we're not proactive, sometimes people tend to forget.
You know, veterans, if it wasn't for veterans helping veterans, veterans wouldn't be getting that much help, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, and in this community, though, it has always been supportive of veterans, and as long as I'm in it, going to continue to be.
Absolutely. Okay.
100% agree.
We'll be right back. When we come back after the news, we're going to have the new athletic director of Simpson University.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The South American country's capital.
Witness video captured the slaying of 59-year-old Fernando Villavicencio as he was leaving a political rally in the capital, Quito, with multiple shots fired into a vehicle he was entering. Throngs of security surrounded the hospital where Villavicencio was pronounced dead. Soon after, authorities said the gunman also died from his injuries. Ecuador's president says he believes organized crime is behind the assassination. Villavicencio, an anti-corruption candidate, was one of eight in the August 20th presidential vote, although he was not the front runner. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Inflation rose 3.2% last month. That compared to a year earlier. Wall Street apparently pleased. Stocks are sharply higher. The Dow up 272 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Russian officials say air defense systems have shot down two Moscow-bound drones for the second straight day.
The attacks disrupted flights at two international airports as Ukraine appears to be stepping up its attacks on Russian soil. Moscow's mayor says one drone was down in the Kaluga region southwest of Moscow and another near a major Moscow ring road. The Russian Defense Ministry is blaming Ukraine, but officials there have made no immediate comment. No casualties or damage has been reported. Firing drones at Moscow after more than 17 months of war has little apparent military value for Ukraine, but the strategy has served to unsettled Russians. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A Palestinian terrorist group says Israeli forces have shot and killed one of its members in the West Bank. The Palestinian Health Ministry says Israeli troops killed the 27-year-old in the West Bank near the city of Nablus. The area has been a flashpoint for recent Israeli-Palestinian bloodshed. Townhall.com. Pro-life organizations in one New England state are revising their strategy.
Groups opposed to Maine's new law expanding access to abortions won't attempt to nullify the new statute through a so-called people's veto referendum. Republican Representative Laura Libby, leader of Speak Up for Life, said allies decided that the cost and effort of collecting signatures and running a campaign represented too big of a hurdle. Instead, Libby said the groups are intending to focus their efforts on electing legislative candidates who are pro-life. Keith Peters reporting.
California regulators deciding whether two rival robo-taxi services can provide round-the-clock rides throughout San Francisco. The decision comes as recurring incidents have caused the driverless vehicles to block traffic or imperil public safety in the city. The expansion sought by Cruise and Waymo up for a vote that's expected to take place today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Thursday, the 10th of August, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
Good morning to you and Trish.
And, you know, gosh, it's warming up right quickly here in Reading. It's 69 degrees in downtown right now. Only going to get to 96 today. A low this evening of 67, and on Friday, another kind of just enjoy it cool day, 96, and a low of 70. And then on Saturday, we're going to bump up to 102. Saturday night, 74. Sunday, 105. And Sunday night, 75. On Monday, 103, and then 76 in the evening. Tuesday, 104. Wednesday, 106. We're going to just kind of do that mid-100 range there for the next week or so. So enjoy the next couple of days and the cool evenings. And weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. Hey, I want to, before we get started, I want to talk about the city of Reading for the Reading Riverfront planning process. City staff and a consultant team will be hosting an open house on Monday, August 14th, at the Civic Auditorium, anywhere, and it starts at 1 p.m. and it goes to 7 p.m. Presentations will be made at 2 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. Learn more about the history of the study area. Share your ideas on specific assets, challenges, and opportunities for the Reading Riverfront. And review the city's planning process and identify ways you can stay involved. They're looking for everybody. They're really reaching out. They're having these open houses. One was last night out at Reading School of the Arts. They've got one more scheduled. And then this one, this is a big one. They're going to be there between 1 and 7 p.m. And presentations at 2 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. If you want to have something to say or find out what's going on, they're putting the opportunity out there. So,
And people are always complaining about what everybody does. This is your opportunity to get off the couch. Go in and put your two cents in, find out what they're doing, and talk about it instead of complaining about it after they do it.
Yeah, and the plan itself, I think, let me check this other thing. They just threw something else out there, too. Is expected, and I'm trying to get, Reading Riverfront specific plan is expected to be complete by June 2025. So you say to yourself, well, that's a long way away, but they're making the plans now. And there's a, you know, you can get in there and say why or find out why and all of this. And
well, I can't emphasize enough how this is a unique process, because generally speaking, by the time we as the public get an opportunity to speak on these things, they are down to a preferred alternative. They've already done all the front work, and their mind's pretty much made up, and now they're going to ask for your input, and the game is try and change our mind because it's already made up.
Yeah.
This is up front before they've really done all that.
Yep.
So if you really got some unique ideas about what you want to see on that river, now is the time to get involved and put your 2 cents in.
Okay. All right. So we're here with Simpson University and Rob Harley, who is the athletic director out there. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we just talked about the last time. It's horrible to say this. If y'all remember, gosh, how long ago was that?
A few months ago.
Oh, no, it was longer than that.
Longer
than that. I know, but time flies.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You always remember this. We had Wild Kingdom in here with us, if you remember. And he brings in all types of animals. We brought in a red kangaroo, kind of a young one.
Yes.
From Australia. And so what are you going to do? So they let him hop around the studios, and I got a great photo of him looking out the window right here on the world.
Yeah.
And he's looking around. Yeah, that's cool. And then I picked him up, and he was, you know.
We had a bunch of animals in here.
Anyway, but what I didn't know is he had backed under the table and pooped. And then here comes Simpson University.
In the next hour.
And Rob takes the end seat here. And he's looking down, and I'm starting to, it wasn't a real bad smell, but it was a different smell. And I looked down, and that little devil had pooped under the table, and Rob, because it was under the table, stepped in it. And so here I am, introducing the new athletic director, and he's stepping in kangaroo crap, which, by the way, I don't know if that's ever happened to anybody else in America, but here we were. And but he took it so well, I knew, oh, this guy, yeah, he can handle anything that comes up.
Surely a distinguished honor.
Well, he's, you know what?
And a memory we'll never forget.
Yeah, I should have taken a photo. We could have framed it, you know, and all that. So then there was Pat Karch is rolling in there with like 12 different ways of cleaning it.
Yeah.
So, and the next day you couldn't tell. Okay. Rob, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
What a lot of stuff going on.
No kangaroos this morning.
Okay, yeah.
But it was a red kangaroo, which red is part one of our colors, school colors, so it's okay. We're okay.
So you were honored.
Yeah, honored. If it was any other color, it wouldn't have been good.
Yeah, if it was, you know, one of the blue kangaroos. Hey, so much stuff going on. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take an early break so we can hop into this. I mean, football. Football.
Yes. Coming.
And
excited.
Basketball. And all these other things that are happening here.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. Okay. They have the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. What's this mean? They're going to come out, take a look at your house, see how there's ways of putting grab rails and all these other things in there if you're accepted into the program. And the whole mission behind this is to prevent harmful falls to elderly and people with disabilities. Now, I just met somebody yesterday who I would never think was elderly. I mean, she is just really cool. And she said, you know, I called that number. And they've been very responsive. They're going to send somebody out to the house. They're not having problems yet, but you want to kind of like prevent problems from happening. Mm-hmm. You know, the grab rails in the showers and all that. So I was happy to hear that, you know, getting some feedback. So these people are very responsive. So give them a call at 530-842-1687. Let me tell you, this lady, I mean, she said she called that, and I said, I don't think you qualify for that. And she goes, oh, yes, I do. Anyway, listens to us every day, so big shout out to you today. We'll be right back.
Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, thinking of the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Fifth annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delight. Wristbands can be purchased at the fair office or by calling 530-336-5695. The fair will feature a parade, pageant, cooks, racing pigs, livestock shows, and a junior livestock auction. Grandstand events will feature the Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby, and the main event Saturday night, September 2nd, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena.
So here's to the fair. All I've got is this.
Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Free admission August 31st for the opening day of the 105th Annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. September 1st is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day when kids 12 and under get in free. Kids 5 and under get in free daily. Grandstand event tickets are available online at www.inter-mountainfair.com.
Did you know we have the best source of practical wisdom for living in human relationships available to us in the Bible?
That sounds like it might be Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon.
That's right. And these books are being taught this fall at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, here with Jane D'Angelo, and we're excited about Dr. Tom Myers' Psalms and Wisdom Literature class, beginning Monday afternoon, September 5th through December 11th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That's right. You can enroll for accredited college credit or audit. And remember, Dr. Meyer is the Bible memory man who recites God's Word from memory.
Register today for Dr. Meyer's class. The wisdom you gain may change your life. So call 530-221-4275 and enroll for either credit or audit. That's 221-4275.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke and Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The top priority of our elected officials should be addressing crime and homelessness in our county. Instead, Supervisor Kevin Cry has prioritized canceling voting machines, thus costing our county millions and millions of taxpayer dollars. We are stunned. This is why we recall Cry. Shasta County District 1, let's take our county back. As early as March, we elect a fiscal conservative that prioritizes our families' safety. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked-in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel-dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back. Yeah, it's a cool song.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He does workers' compensation. He's an expert in it. He worked for the insurance companies for a couple of years, and he couldn't handle that. He didn't like what he saw, so he came up here, opened his own office, and now he's got the largest workers' compensation law office north of Sacramento. If you're not getting the treatment that you think you should be getting, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Your employers want you back. You want to be back. Insurance companies are not doing what they're supposed to. They're dragging their feet. Patrick can really help with you on this. The insurance company has lots of lawyers. You need somebody that understands the system's going to fight for you. And let me tell you, that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. Free consultation. And you can go from there. And we are here, Trish Clark and I are here with Rob Harley, who is the athletic director of Simpson University, which in the older days wasn't a big thing. You know, you had badminton, and what was the other thing they had out there? No, I'm just kidding. But now you have a vast empire of sports.
All the sports of a regular four-year university, which we have in Shasta County.
Yes, we do.
20 sports, men's and women's, NAIA scholarships. It's
including a bass team.
Yeah, and a bass fishing team. Yeah. And we're growing. We have plans for more sports. We have beach volleyball coming. women's flag football. And then my favorite down the road is going to be rodeo, which is so perfect for this area, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But Rob, let's go to the golf tournament right
Rob
now.
Rob Harley, I have been talking about that to Simpson University for like 3 years, thinking we have it all right here. Oh. You've got the kids. You've got the contestants. We've got local guys that are in the national finals rodeo. I mean, so you've got, you know, it's here, and people do not realize what a huge sport that is in college.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
I can't wait to talk to you about this.
Rodeo,
anyway,
yeah.
But we've got a golf tournament coming
up. Yes, August 26th, we have our golf scramble, our annual golf scramble at Gold Hills. It's a shotgun start at 8 a.m. And so, we're just out trying to talk to people about that, trying to get the community involved. We want as many people involved as possible. It'll be early in the morning, so it won't be too hot. But it'll be great. We have some fantastic prizes. We have a houseboat, a little trip. We have hole in one prizes. We have an Oregon Ducks game tickets for a home game at Oregon Ducks, and the prizes are continuing to kind of come in. So we want to make it really fun. We want to make it a community event and a good little fundraiser for Simpson Athletics as we continue to grow and expand and build.
Mm-hmm. How do they get involved?
They go to Redhawks, SimpsonRedhawks.com, and then there's a link right there. You can register, and you can go right in and plug in. We have different sponsorship levels, depending on what you can do. You can be a whole sponsor. You can be a silver sponsor, which is a little higher, gold sponsors. And that involves, gear and home game passes and meals and all that. We're building kind of a nice donor base that support what we're doing.
So what about how much, if say people just want to golf?
It's $125 for an individual player, and $500, for a foursome.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where's it going to be at?
Gold Hills.
At Gold Hills. That's a good little course.
Yeah.
Up there.
Yeah. We're
challenging.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun. I look forward to it, and I look forward to kind of connecting with the local community. It's a way for me to kind of get to know people. And
it's a great community. How long have you lived here now?
I got here in January, and we moved from Florida. So I mean, we're still in the transition phase. My family's here today. Hello, family. I think they're listening out there.
You know what? We Annie stream all our shows. You could have all your friends from all over the world be listening.
Yeah, I should have let them know. But so I came out here and started working, and then went back in July and we have a house in South Florida that we're renting out, and so I worked on that, and then after this golf tournament, I'm going to go back, we're going to load up the U-Haul and take the big drive across the country.
Okay. And you have a house here now?
We don't have anything here, so we're looking every day, we haven't found in just the right place yet. But
well, it's not like it's easy here. Are you working with the realtor?
Carson Neff at Josh Barker. He's been really great. Good guy.
Okay. Because I had a real good idea.
Oh,
who
yeah.
You could go work with.
Yeah, no. Not me. A lot of good ones out there.
There are. And we're right in that place where there's only like 600 properties in all of Shasta County that are available right now. And, you know, when usually it's like 12, but at one point we were down to 300 houses or properties that could be sold. It's just been because people coming up from Bay Area and other places, they're selling their 1,200 square foot house for $1.8 million and coming up here and buying homes. And then it's just tough right now.
Yeah.
But I know that God's going to smile on you and you're going to find that spot.
We believe that, and we're excited to come here. I grew up in San Jose. We grew up in California. We're Californians, and
home. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about you, Rob. How did you? Athletic director of a four-year university is a prestigious title, but you have to earn your way there.
Yeah, it's been a journey. But so it's like I said, I grew up in San Jose, and went to high school there, Pioneer High School, and then I went to a junior college and started playing football. and then went down to the University of Redlands and played football and started coaching football there. Mm-hmm. And then
what position did you play?
I played quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I could see that.
Yeah.
Could you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to exaggerate my abilities. You know, it's been a long time. I could probably get away with it, but I was.
Don't we all?
I held a lot of clipboards. Let's just say that.
I was there on signaling. Yeah. I was signaling a lot.
No, it was a tremendous experience. And so I knew I wanted to coach, though. So I started. I was just like a graduate assistant. That's where I met my wife in Redlands, California. A lot of family still down there. And then went to Azusa Pacific and coached there. Eastern Oregon University, and this is all coaching football,
yeah.
And then Greenville College in Illinois, and I was the head football coach there, and actually that's where I met Dr. Hall, who's the president here.
Right.
We worked together there, and then I was at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. I was there for 8 years, and then
wow.
I went to Fort Lauderdale area, and I coached a large Christian high school there, and then from there, we're heading back to the West Coast. So we just kept moving further and further away from our family and stuff. So, we're so excited to come back.
So you
back.
Went all the way to the yeah. other side, and now you're coming all the way back.
Yeah. Listening to the weather, you know, yeah. I'm like, the weather here is fantastic. It's, in South Florida. In the morning, it's hot and humid, and then at night, it's hot and humid. Like, it just never ends. Here, you get, you know, it drops down, it gets nice and cool.
That's what I was trying to
I just love
I'm
that.
Trying
exactly.
to convince
well, it is. And
Trish
we have
today
four
about
seasons.
That.
Yeah. We have four seasons. So, I have no complaints about it because I live in Anderson, just right off the river. So, it cools off in the evening. I get the breeze coming through there. It can get as hot as it wants to during the day. It cools off at night.
Yeah, but you got the river there, too.
Yeah, exactly.
But see, so it does drop at 30 degrees. Like, yeah. But if you're in Phoenix or Florida,
and
it
stays
doesn't
the same.
Drop and you can't escape it.
And
so.
The humidity.
So tell us about your family.
Yeah, my wife, Janice, we met in Redlands and been married for almost 30 years now. And so she grew up in Southern California. And then we had my daughter, Annie, who's 28, and she works at a church there. She leads a children's ministry in Florida at Calvary Chapel, which is really super proud of her. My son, Tommy, is a freshman, just turned 20 2 days ago, and so he's here, and we celebrated his birthday. We went out on a houseboat on Shasta, which was so fun.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Just a blast. So he goes to Liberty University, played football there last year, and this year he's going to go and take a semester and go to Italy. So at the end of the month, he goes to Italy and does a semester abroad. So,
what part of Italy?
Florence is where he's going to yeah. base out of and then have an opportunity to travel around. So
my
beautiful.
Dream.
Yeah, I know. It's
does he need a chaperone?
yeah, that's right. We have plans to. Well, my wife and daughter have plans to visit. We love Italy. It's beautiful. So.
Okay. All yeah. right. So, and then you came up here. Dr. Hall offered you the position up here, and Dr. Hall has just been a tornado, but a good tornado.
Yes.
So he hit the ground spinning and has done so much for that university.
Yes.
Everybody's so happy that he's there. I mean, those of us who are on the Citizens Advisory Board, all different citizens from here in Redding and Shasta County, it's just been a tremendous influence he's had, and how Simpson has just grown.
Exploded under his leadership.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. He's really, he's done an amazing job, and I'm thankful to be here and be a part of that. And, you know, he has a phenomenal plan too we're a little over 600 students right now, but the plan is to grow to 1200, and they have a clear plan outlined on how to do that. And
enrollments were up this year,
yeah,
10%
every year.
This is, this is a Christian university,
and
where other Christian universities are literally shutting their doors.
Yes.
And other small colleges are shutting their doors, and we're growing 10%.
Yeah.
The great thing about what Dr. Hall has done is every step of the way, while he's expanding, he's been including the community and reaching out, and what do you want and what do you need? what positions, what does the community want, and incorporated that in with the nursing programs and the medical programs and teaching programs and all the things that we weren't doing at Simpson.
Yeah.
You know, before he was here. It's been incredible how he's involved the community.
Yeah, we want to be Reading's hometown university and certainly want to be that in athletics, you know, and just continue to integrate. That's why, like, rodeo to me is so perfect.
Okay,
like,
what we're going to do is take a break. We're going to go back to the golf tournament. Let's talk about the things that are happening right now, but then in the future that you'd like to see. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, then Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Speaking of electric vehicles, I don't know if you saw this thing on YouTube, but a bike thief came into this garage, an open garage, right? He's taken a $1,300, I think it was, electric bicycle, and here comes a golden retriever out. And he looks at it, and the golden retriever comes up to him, and he's already started walking out. He goes, does your daddy know you're out here? And he comes back in, puts the bike back, starts petting this golden retriever who just becomes his best friend, rolls over his back. He goes, you're the best dog I ever met, because you could hear all this. You're just the best dog. Is your daddy home? Dad. Nothing. He goes, Dad shouldn't leave this door open where you can get out. He's petting it, and then he grabs a bicycle. He's still stealing the bicycle. The dog comes out with him. Oh, okay. And he pets him some more. Dog's licking his face. And then he goes, okay, you got to go back in there. And he walks off, and the dog is looking like, wait, my new best friend just left. All of this on video. It was the most hilarious thing you've ever seen. Even though it was a theft, it was still, you know, just to see that was really cool.
And he still left it.
As much as I hate to say that, yeah, he's still on a bicycle. Bad. But the relationship he built with that dog in 1 minute was just great. Okay, we'll be right back.
Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey Reading, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Don't miss the ultimate 80s experience party at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, September 9th. Enjoy live entertainment from 80s days and DJ Jake Easy. Dress up, bust a move, and enter the costume and air guitar contest. To win cash prizes. Tickets start at $25 plus fees. VIP booth $600 plus fees. Must be 21. For tickets or complete details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. 8:34 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, that's right. My barbershop of choice. That's the only place I've gone to since I've lived here in Reading and never had a bad haircut in like 15 years. Not even a questionable one. Never once did Linda go, you know, number one, she goes, oh, sometimes she says, I can't tell you had a haircut. And I says, because it blends in so well. This is the kind of work they do. It's a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so it works on your schedule. 530-244-9478. It's in the Cypress Square Shopping Center across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, and it's man's last stronghold. My friends, it is not a hair salon. It is a barbershop. Okay, we're here. Trish Clark and I are, I'm always glad you're here, Trish.
I like Thursday mornings. It keeps me involved in the community and what's going on in this great expanding Shasta County.
Yeah, we
there's a lot of stuff going on.
Even our surprises today. I'm so glad. You know, Matt Webb came in for Premier Oil Change. My gosh, you know, here's just a, you know, came here by happenstance and ends up owning 8 different franchises.
Well, exactly, and he has a new business right down in Anderson that we're just pleased to have. I like the point he made about the fact of how easy it is to do business in the city of Anderson.
It is. And so now we have Rob Harley with us, who's the athletic director of Simpson University. And you've got 20 sports that you all are doing down there.
Yes.
So, and before Dr. Hall came, maybe, I think it was basketball, maybe soccer, baseball. There may have been another one, but you never heard about them.
Yeah, this year we're going to near 450 athletes, student athletes, and so we're continuing to grow and expand and excited about it for sure.
Okay, so you said you've got you were talking about a flag football for girls.
Yes, that's the CIF. That's a sport that they recently sanctioned, and so they call it an emerging sport in the NAIA. Mm-hmm. And so we feel like it's a great opportunity for women's sports opportunities, and with football coming in to Simpson, that seems like the perfect complement to it, and a great opportunity, and to provide opportunities for kids in California to come to a great university and continue to compete at a high level.
You're offering. That's the other thing. I mean, we talk about the athletics, and so, but it's also the offerings on the education side has so much expanded.
Yes. Great programs. We have an MBA program that's graduate, but undergrad programs are strong, nursing, obviously, and education, and just a wide range.
Into the STEM side of it.
Yes.
I mean, it's, you know, science, technology, you know. I just know that's the first two. I'm not too sure about the other two.
Yeah, we're going to break ground on a new building next year. They're working on – the plans are in place. Everything, all the funding is in place. And so that's going to be a tremendous addition. So there's going to be continued growth. And we want to grow both, you know, athletics and academics equally. You know, to me, it's the Christian education is so significant in higher ed, where the kids have an alternative, an opportunity to grow in their faith, to you know, not be so indoctrinated into a certain way of thinking and certain culture. I think Christian higher ed is just a tremendous thing and important for opportunity to give people. And you know, that's the higher purpose to me of what we're doing at Simpson, is providing those opportunities where higher ed, you know, is been hijacked by woke theology. I'll just say it.
Well, no,
absolutely.
No,
amen.
And people know this, and there's kids that go to school, and it's not even if they have a deep Christian background, but they're going to these universities and they're very unhappy with it, because my granddaughter went to New Mexico State, and she's, you know, she's 21, but she was, and she's taking psychology courses because she wants to work as a forensic psychologist for one of, you know, FBI or somebody, you know. But she was taking classes that she said, you know, granddad or grandpop, granddad. It's hard still for me to when she says it. But I'm taking a class where they're telling us there's 40 different types of gender. And she says, I know that's not true. They know it's not true, but I can't say anything, because if I do, it'll impact on my grade, my GPA. Have we come to that point?
Unfortunately, in higher education, and that I just have to focus on that point that you made. The kids that are going to the Christian college universities are not only getting an opportunity for education, exposure to the sports and stuff, but their mind is working in a way that recognizes that God's a part of our country. And that's so important as we go forward, not only locally, but clear across the United States. If we don't get back to that and get our kids squared away with their minds straight as they're graduating, we're not going to save this country.
Amen. Amen. And it's, you know, we're not a covenant school. We have Christian, non-Christian, we welcome everybody. We're not, you know, but critical thinking should be a part of higher education, not thinking of just one, you know, doctrine in a sense. So they learn to think for themselves. We're not beating anybody over the head. We're just giving you an opportunity to look at things and think through it yourself and present what we believe is biblical truth as a part of the education.
That there's a higher authority that controls things. Yeah. You make decisions. There are consequences. This is how life is.
Yeah, and those opportunities, these, like you said, these universities are closing left and right. So what we're doing is significant to me, and that excites me. That's what gets me up every morning, is the opportunity to continue to grow and establish.
I've been a member of your Citizens Advisory Board. There may be two of us that were there at the beginning, still left, and people cycle in and out, but they're leaders in our community. That get to hear the proposals, the projects, where we're going at Simpson and all this. And to see it succeed the way it has.
It's incredible what's done.
And for every athlete brings in like 1.5 students, from what I understand, which helps grow with the variety of teams you have. Not just, you have swimming. And we had somebody went to the Olympic trials from Simpson. I'm not a member of the Simpsons family.
I like that, though. Yeah. It should be we.
Well, you know what? I graduated, though, out of your certification program for teaching. I had my teaching credentials, but I had not been certified in California when I got back from Iraq. So I went through the program now. So
oh,
I
that's
teach.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I was a substitute teacher in here in Shasta County. I could have taught every day. Every day. But what he told me was, I probably don't want to be teaching high school kids, even though the training I got in Iraq was really good for teaching high school. but Simpson made it easy. I used my GI Bill They made it, you know, it was seamless. And you have a veterans transition program out there and a veterans resource center.
Yes, yes. There's opportunities, and certainly we want veterans that are really important, and we want to make sure we take care of them and they're honored. They do so much for us, for our country and stuff. So that's really important. We have degree completion programs. We have, master's programs. We have the theology, the Tozer Seminary. There's a wide range of programs that can meet a lot of needs, different needs.
Don't you all schedule a trip over to Israel and the Holy Land every so often? I'm not sure. But yeah. I, for some reason, I thought that was part of one of the offerings out there.
I believe so. I'm not. That's the one I'm not 100% sure.
I shouldn't have asked you that. Yeah, because I can't remember the last time I saw it. Well, I'll just drag it out of my memory here.
But one thing we want to do in athletics as we continue to grow and build is provide missions opportunities for every team every other year. So if you come as a student athlete, you'll know you have a chance to go somewhere and serve on a mission. And just that's such an eye-opening experience to go somewhere, another country, to realize how privileged, how blessed we are here in the United States and give kids an opportunity to serve. We just think that's such a – it'd be a profound experience, you know, for kids.
So many opportunities, and I'm always cognizant of the fact that we still have people in our community who are unaware – that we actually have a four-year university right here in Shasta County. And I'm constantly reminding them because, you know, we should be a college, but we are. And I've, you know, been involved with this since Simpson first came to Shasta County, when I was in the city of Anderson, in politics, and I've watched it grow, and it's incredible. I want to always invite people to visit that campus. Get involved. Go out. Go on and look at your webpage and recognize and learn what we have available right here in Shasta County for all of those different things. If you want to complete your degree, you want to finish some, you know, maybe you've got some classes, contact and find out what opportunities are available there because there's something there for everybody seeking an education opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me break here. And we've already gone through most of the show. We got our last segment here. But this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, plus was just recognized as a chest pain center, nationally recognized, was recognized with an award for their early treatment of people with chest pains. They've set up this triage that if somebody comes in with a chest pain, you are seen immediately by trained professionals, cardiac nurses in this. And of course, bringing in all these new physicians under their residence plan. So many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing to up the ante in our health care here in Shasta County. Healing starts here, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them. But Lord, heaven's above. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak
steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco Room Brew, Redding, California.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Our last segment here, another grueling hour and 45 minutes so far. Today, it's going to be getting up to like about 98 today. And we're going to start looking at it getting a little bit hotter over the weekend, triple digits starting tomorrow. So just be aware of that out there. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Veteran-owned business, locally owned. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Our guest today is Rob Harley, who is the athletic director of Simpson University. We've been talking about all these great things that are going on at Simpson. The expansion of the athletic facilities and athletic teams and giving a full university experience.
Yes.
To your students out there.
Yes.
And you're starting football.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an exciting phase that's just beginning here in August 21st. They will be arriving on campus. We just dropped a locker room in place that will, provide support for them. We're going to build a turf field. And, we're really excited about the beginning of football. And really all of our sports, one of my things is you talk about facilities is, we're going to have 450 student athletes. We're working right now to expand our weight room. We'll double the size of our weight room and add a lot of new equipment to accommodate much better, the student athletes. When they come to Simpson, I want them to know they're going to be developed in every way, spiritually, academically, and athletically.
Mm-hmm.
I have found that we have the most amazing coaching staff there that, is just, they're dedicated, they're professional, they have tremendous experience, they're passionate about, knowledgeable about their game, and you know, and they care about the kids in a way that you just don't find everywhere, where they just, you know, they build these relationships with these kids and they want to impact their lives in a positive way. Our coaching staff is absolutely amazing, and
I've met a lot of your coaching staff. Wow. And they're just fine young men. Yeah. And women.
Incredible. Yeah. And so the kids that come there, you know, they have an opportunity to work, you know, to not only grow, to learn, to develop at the college level, but it's going to be in a way that they're care about who they are off the court. You know, our motto is building champions for life, you know, just well beyond the field. You know, to make them, help them grow in every way. Mm-hmm. And our coaching staff just really is special and unique. And, and if I was a parent, I would feel comfortable and excited to send my child.
Yeah, you know, it's a good
there.
Campus. It's a safe campus.
Yes.
By the way, everybody, the financial impact that Simpson University has on our community. If you don't know, it's up in the tens of millions of dollars. I think I heard $60 million, like that. The financial impact that the Simpson University has from the students to the things they buy, the construction, and all of these things. It's a big plus.
Yeah, and going to continue to grow. Plans to
continue
to grow.
And you got breaking ground on new property out there or new facilities. There's a lot of things going on. Okay, I want you to give me 2 minutes. On the rodeo. Now, you brought it up.
I brought it up.
I've been bringing it up for years. I was thinking of different things because you're right. This is a good area for something like a rodeo team. And they have the National Finals Collegiate Rodeo. A lot of the riders go on to the professional ranks, but a lot of them come because they had it in high school they get their degree and maybe don't ever go rodeo again.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's another facet that there's thousands of kids out there.
Yes. And you know, I'm still learning in the area. Aaron Phillips, you know, in our marketing director, is involved in rodeo. Right. And we've talked several times and I'm just, I think it's a no-brainer for this, you know, being Reading's hometown university to create opportunities for kids to go to a 4-year university and continue to be involved in rodeo. Right now it's junior college experience that they can get. I think Chico maybe has it, but NEI has a fully sanctioned, you know,
sure,
sport. And I just, to me, and there's opportunities, the infrastructure's here in the community. That's something that we want to move on in the coming year here to start laying the plans to get that started.
And guess what? We just happen to have a really good rodeo arena right here in town.
How about that?
How about that? Okay. Let's talk about the golf tournament a little more, and then we'll be about finished.
Yes. I would like to get people involved in the golf tournament. It's August 26th at Gold Hills, 8 a.m. shotgun start. We're going to have, you know, Chick-fil-A out there. We're going to have all kinds of opportunities to win prizes. We have a houseboat on Shasta. We have prizes are Oregon Ducks home football game. All the proceeds will benefit the athletic programs as we work to develop our facilities and continue to build on a vision that, you know, I want to build a really strong collegiate athletic programs that are successful in every way, you know, on the field, off the field, you know, impacting lives. I want our programs to go to another level. I want to help provide the infrastructure, the facilities they need to be successful, like expanding the weight room, providing locker rooms, putting in turf field. There's so many things that we can do to help our athletes grow and help our teams be successful, because I want our teams to, on the court, to be fiercely competitive, and I want them to win championships. And because that reflects and honors God as much as anything we do, and I want that for our athletic program. So I want to provide the infrastructure and the support we need, so things like the golf tournament help provide the funds
to support those, that vision of excellence in our athletic programs. And I want them to go to the next level, and I want the community to be excited in about our athletic teams, and I want them to be really successful. So, you know, nobody gets really excited about mediocrity. You know, I want us to go to excellence and build championship programs, you know.
Second is still losing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
there's
one way
nothing to... wrong with wanting to be a champion.
No.
And you've got people out there that are willing to put themselves into this. Now, how do they get a hold of to sign up? If you just want to go there and just put together a foursome, if you want to play by, you know, just you signing up, it's $125, $500 for a team of four. I'm already putting together my team.
There we go.
For this.
Love that.
And so you go to SimpsonRedHawks.com/golf tournament to sign up.
Yes, and you can register right on there and get it all done. And we just look forward to that event. And you know, it's just time to go out and have fun and enjoy, you know.
Yeah.
It's a scramble, so you don't have to, you know, it's like a best ball tournament. That's all, that takes a little pressure off the game.
That's the only kind I like to play. Yeah. Either but, that or just Linda and I go out because, we don't keep track of it. Of scores when Linda and I go out, but having a best ball tournament, then you try to do is you get your ringer in there.
Yeah. And there's going to be a few of them out there. So, but it'll, you know, we just want it to be fun. We want to connect with people. We want to engage the community and raise some money for athletic programs that I believe are going to be fantastic. I think the university, the athletic programs are just moving in an incredible direction. I think God's going to do an incredible work here, and we're just on the front end of that. So this is all part of that growth, and we're excited about it.
Well, thank you very much. Rob Harley, who is the athletic director out there at Simpson University. Tomorrow, I'll be okay. Patrick Gorman comes tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I want to tell people about Commander Jim Gibson, a man that's meant so much to our community, veteran of the Korean War, has done so much for the veterans in our community, submariner, that served his country proudly and honorably, passed last week. His funeral, in fact, that's why Trish left. She went to go to the service, but he'll be interred out at IGO at the Veterans Cemetery at 11 o'clock.